Until about 8 months ago, Jeff Steiner says he'd never met a laid-off lawyer.
I mean, never even heard of it. I don't know if there was such a thing.
That is, until he became one. Steiner and his friend Sam Smith were among the earliest legal industry layoffs back in August at a Charlotte law firm called Cadwalader, Wickersham & Taft. They worked in capital markets, which is precisely the kind of legal work that dried up as the financial system imploded. Since then, nearly 100 of the nation's highest-grossing law firms have laid people off.
I mean, the sheer numbers are shocking, and the names. You're talking about law firms that have been institutions in this country for years and years and years.
And now, Smith and Steiner say they have lots of company. Very few of their lawyer friends still have jobs. At a Charlotte coffee shop, they commiserate about how neither has had even a serious nibble on his resume. It seems firms are simply not hiring, here or anywhere. And this is the last thing Sam Smith says he bargained for when he moved his wife and two kids to Charlotte barely 2 years ago.
Most lawyers that were initially laid off were more junior level, 2-3 years out of law school. And so they've definitely got a lot of loans that they're carrying.
The loans are one thing. You know, mortgages, car payments, you know.
I think it's just the natural tendency to sort of go out and start spending your money, and no one expects to be laid off the next month and not be able to pay off all of this stuff.
With so many people in his network now out of work, Steiner says he has to dig deep, calling on distant acquaintances and friends of friends in search of job leads. Smith has put his search on the back burner to start a new website he hopes will earn him some cash. He says the internet is the closest thing lawyers have to a support group right now.
You know, there's a lot of gossip in the legal industry. It's a very small world, and there's this water cooler talk that goes on at law firms. Associates will pop into other associates' offices and talk about the partner that just yelled at them.
Now lawyers can vent on Smith's website, and they are. He says rateapartner.com crashed twice under a crush of visitors the day it launched. Other legal news sites have seen a similar surge. A cheeky mix of gossip and insider tips about layoffs has made abovethelaw.com into a must-read. Editor-in-chief Ellie Mistal says lawyers are freaking out because they always thought their firms were resistant to recession.
You know, there's a reason why some of these people went to law school as opposed to business school or what have you. And one of those reasons was job security. And given the expectation that layoffs were a rare thing that happened to only a few particularly terrible attorneys, that'll give you whiplash.
Mistal says law firms that specialize in bankruptcy or litigation seem to be faring better than others. Those with a lot of banks on their client roster are hurting the most, which means...
It's terrible in Charlotte. I mean, there's just no other way of putting it. I'm at the point where I just try to make jokes about it because it's so beyond the pale of what we're seeing in other cities. There are a couple of firms that have just straight up closed down their Charlotte offices, so it's not pretty.
It's hard to know exactly how many lawyers have lost their jobs in Charlotte, since many firms have done the layoffs quietly or announced them only as part of a nationwide reduction. The head of the North Carolina Bar Association is taking a pragmatic view.
What we're going through is sort of like a forest fire, and it's going to burn out the underbrush, and the forest will regrow, and this is just natural, if you will.
Executive Director Alan Head says so many of the state's 20,000 attorneys are struggling that for the first time ever, the Bar Association is offering career services.
About alternative careers, how to start a niche practice or a solo practice. We've really not spent a lot of time and effort on career services because there really wasn't a need.
And consider this. For every lawyer laid off, another one, if not two, secretaries and paralegals have been cut. Their job prospects are just as bleak, but their severance packages are nothing compared to the lawyers they supported. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.